Good morning. We've been blessed to have some rain this week, and might get some more later on next week. And so a little hot, a little rain, so it's summertime in Central Florida. The kingdom of God was the main emphasis of Jesus' ministry. And not only the kingdom of God was his main focus and emphasis, but he was also about building the kingdom of God here on earth. Not only building the kingdom of God when he was here, but also making sure the kingdom of God would continue through the power of the Holy Spirit that we heard from our epistle from Romans. And that's how Jesus Christ operated. He operated according to God and according to the power of the Holy Spirit, because there was no way that the kingdom of God could advance without God being involved and without the Holy Spirit anointing him, discerning what to do. We too are the same way. We are called to build the kingdom of God, and we are called to discern what the Holy Spirit is asking us to do through listening, prayer, and worship. However, Jesus did not speak in absolutes. Rather, he spoke in parables. Such is our scripture text this morning. Jesus compared the kingdom of God to a sower going out and spreading seed. Some of it falls on hard ground and is unable to take root. Some of it falls on shallow ground, and although it initially sprouts, it later withers away. But some seed falls upon good earth, comes to fruition, and produces a harvest. And not only a simple harvest, but a harvest that will penetrate all lives, a harvest that will feed many people, a harvest that is watered by the Holy Spirit. I believe that the parable of the sower illustrates that life has its risks, and we will have mixed results from our efforts. We all face obstacles, and there will be forces against us that are beyond our control, and we will do our best to control them, but at times we simply cannot. The seeds in the parable were all scattered and fell in different kinds of soil. Some landed on a path, but were devoured by birds. Some landed in the rocks and had no way to take root. Others landed in thorns, and they were choked out. Still others were scorched by the sun, but some landed in good soil and eventually grew. But this is often the story of ministry. And it doesn't matter which type of ministry you're looking at, whether it be ordained ministry or whether it be lay ministry, this is sometimes and often the story of ministry. Sometimes our ideas, sometimes our efforts, sometimes our proposals will take root and they will grow, and other times they simply will not. The parable in Matthew describes several conditions which prohibit us from listening. The seeds that fell on the path represent a lack of understanding, lack of seeing what God is moving and working in our lives and world. Just as the farmers clear and clean the land from their fields before farming, we in the Christian faith need to study, pray, and reach out to those who are around us. We too are called to plant seeds and pray for God to be with those things and for those to flourish and grow. Second, the seeds that fell on the rocks are those who have no roots. Without roots, without a foundation, without guidance, without a destination, without a goal, We are vulnerable to crises and challenging circumstances. And without all those things, then we will simply wander away, forget about what God is speaking to us about, and do something else. That being said, I believe rocks can also represent hardened, fossilized attitudes and habits. It is so easy in our world to become negative. It is so easy in our world for our hearts to be hardened and believe that life is no good and to give up on the human race. But God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to hang in there, continue to plant those seeds, continue to make the effort so that God's kingdom will grow. When we aren't willing to accept change, and when we aren't willing to adapt, then we no longer continue to grow. The third group of seeds Jesus spoke of were the ones that fell among the thorns. Now I know there are no thorny people here today. I believe the seeds that fell amongst the thorns are the ones that most resemble our current society. It is difficult to plant seeds of hope. It can be difficult to plant seeds of love, seeds of grace, when there are so many distractions. And God knows, we all know, there are lots of distractions in this world. Unfortunately, people are anxious about many things. They're nervous, don't have a peaceful, calm spirit, especially now. We want a quick fix to every problem that we have, especially the problems that we propose to God. But sometimes there are no quick fixes. It takes time. And in some situations, it takes time to solve. And we have to give it all the way to our Lord. Fortunately, in the parable where the seeds fell in the good soil, they took root and they grew and ultimately produced crops. Jesus wanted his disciples to understand is that when you are committed to listening to God, when you are committed to letting God in your life, God's message and good things can happen. That means being constantly tuned in, not distracted by the things of the world, whether it be social media, TV, things where you live, not to be distracted by those things, but focused on what God is trying to tell us. Listening to God is easier when we are engaged in learning and strengthening our faith. In other words, listening to God is easier when we are having a strong relationship with God and we are there with God constantly. Hearing God is easier when we are faithful and loving, making room in our lives for the voice of our Lord. In verses 18 through 23 of our gospel, Jesus informed his listeners that the parable has to do with one's faith. He says that not everyone will understand, and many will fall away. But for those who do understand, for those who do act, for those who do listen, their lives will bear fruit beyond their wildest dreams. The results won't always be the same, but they will be greater than the normal things in your life. Rather than wondering which type of soil we are, perhaps you might ask the question, what are the conditions in our community? What are the conditions with our friends? What are the conditions where we live? What are the conditions in our society or in the world that inhibit growth in God's mission? Therefore, God wants us to break through that wall and not be inhibited. God wants us to break through all those things and bear fruit. Most of us get discouraged when we don't see instant results. God, however, is patient with us and just wants us to be ourselves. So my prayer for you as you continue through the summer and go through this week, look where you can spread and plant the seed of hope, grace, and love, wherever that may be. Be patient. It may not take root immediately. It may not sprout immediately, but continue to pray for it, and God will discern how that is to occur. Be willing to go out and work for God's kingdom. Be willing to bear fruit for the Lord. Be willing to bear fruit for God's kingdom to enhance your faith, your life, and this church as well. Amen.